Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
First guest of the show. We've talked to them last year in August about their emerging film studio, and now they have come back to talk about what they've done since, as well as a new short film they've done called They Call This Healing, and we're talking about another boosted fundraiser. Please welcome Promise Akindaju, who is coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau from Lemon Time Studios. Good morning to you, Promise. How are we?
Good morning, Zach. I'm good. I'm excited for the show. Thank you so much for having me back.
Of course. It's my pleasure to have you back. It's been nearly exactly a year. Before we talk about the changes with Lemon Time, what's been new with you in that year time span?
Oh, so much. Oh, like me personally?
Yeah.
Okay. Good things happened. graduated from uni. Woohoo!
Kapai.
First class honors in engineering. Let's go.
Kapai.
Exciting.
Mean.
And yeah, I guess just, you know, navigating the career workspace field and got some cool jobs lined up. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's been my personal life. Did some traveling. Good stuff.
Oh, where'd you go?
Oh, I went to visit a friend in Singapore.
Oh, sick. What was that like?
Yes. It was amazing. It was beautiful. And also Malaysia. It's, oh my gosh, like, I have to go back. I have to.
People call them, people call Malaysia, quote unquote, a developing country, which I think is quite funny considering how much, like, I don't know, all the crazy infrastructure they have.
Yeah, compared it's to so beautiful. Like, it's so crazy nice. Like, exactly. I'm like, I don't, guys, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, they have their issues. What country doesn't?
So, yeah.
The New Zealand Film Fest recently blasted through the country. It really wrapped up here about a week ago. Did you go to the film fest much? Any films you go to see?
Damn. See, similar situation to last year, where literally the timing didn't quite align. I was away for a little bit and then came back and just was on the grind, which I will talk about a little bit soon. But a lot of people, part of the crew, also just talked about all the cool things that they were watching. So I was kind of just on the sidelines getting FOMO. yeah, it looked really amazing, though.
There was some real stellar stuff, eh? I only saw, I think, three or four films, which I think is decent innings for me.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed what I saw. I got, you know, very good bang for your buck with the film fest, for sure. Now, we spoke last year in August about a boosted campaign and a few films that you were all developing over there at Lemon Time Studios. How have things changed for Lemon Time Studios since we last spoke in August of 2024?
Honestly, it's been amazingly crazy, hectic, and beautiful, and stressful, yet exciting. Since then, we have just kind of skyrocketed with the amount of people that were interested in helping out. So it was mostly just me and Zoe last year, and we also had a few friends that helped out with some of our films. But now, we had a crew and cast of 43. So we had some people coming in, some young people, you know, young as 16, some wonderful creatives helping out with the crew, from sound to set design to camera to lighting. Like, we had all these very specified tasks, and we had a huge cast for our film They Call This Healing. And then we also helped produce a music video with a Viva-affiliated artist, so shout out to Imani J and Tyler Redmond and Caleb Timmons from NDA Music Company, and just so much. It's honestly been crazy. Like, it has been such a boom. So many people have become so interested and involved, and was so grateful to see it growing that quickly in just like a few months.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Viva-affiliated artist. What was it, Imani J? How do you score that?
Yeah, so for They Call This Healing that we filmed, the short film we filmed just before that, I was working with Tyler Redmond, who also started a music company with his friend Caleb. And he was just basically like, oh, like, you did well on this film. We quite like how you kind of run things, you know? So I was like, quite pleased. And then he basically just asked me to help co-produce that music video, and he's already quite well established with, you know, a few things under his belt, a few awards, and so he'd already scored that connection with Imani J. And then I was like, yeah, I'm so keen to help out. This seems like a great opportunity for myself and Lemon Time Studios. So yeah, I mean, I guess if you like put in the hard work, people notice it, and then you springboard from there, I guess.
Do the mahi, get the treats, bro.
Yeah.
That's what they all say. Oh, that's so cool, man. I'm so happy to hear about the expansion and the fleshing out of Lemon Time Studios. That's really exciting.
Thank you. You
mentioned you've been working on a film. They call this Healing, which is now in post-production. It's a short film which follows a woman in her mid-20s who feels a bit stuck. They're going through quite a lot, and she eventually manages to find some solace in the sort of the quiet, small moments of day-to-day life. I speak to a lot of 20-something-year-olds. Why are so many people in their 20s feeling miserable at the moment? Can you tell me that?
Oh, there are a lot of layers to that.
Go off.
From the state of the world right now.
Uh-huh.
Also just, I think, also, you know, with the job market and just, I feel like we're at that age and stage where we've just completed like a big major thing like uni or, you know, some sort of course, and we're kind of like free in the world and we're like, what are we meant to do, you know? And a lot of people had all these creative aspirations that they wanted to kind of focus on, but because of the commitments that they had in that kind of last chapter of life, they've had to put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
It's just kind of stressful to navigate. It's like, I have all these goals and things, but at the same time, you have to manage like, oh, I actually have to, you know, try make some money to eat at the end of the day.
My favorite thing also, to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's just hectic. And then when just seeing like, what does that mean for my future? Like, it feels like such a pivotal, at least that's what the, you know, everyone says, that this is a pivotal point in time. You feel like you have to get it together, but yeah.
So for the character, and they call this Healing, the new short film you've been developing, what is the sort of conflict that the central character is going through?
Yeah, so like with a lot of the films that I script, you know, little pockets of me are in it.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, had this goal to be this kind of big amazing thing already, and she thought that like, oh, you know, I'll just do this thing and everything will be fine, like everything is okay, but then reality kind of hits and it's like there are so many stages before that, and on top of that you also just need to like sort yourself out. Sometimes you actually have to prioritize your own health. And that's a really difficult thing to navigate because you feel like, oh, I'm behind, but at the same time I don't think like you can't really. Sometimes you do have to sort certain things out if you're going to, like, not just progress in, like, career or goals or aspirations, but, like, continue being okay. So sometimes you have to, like, be okay first. So I guess that's the main conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Learning to take it slow. Learning to take it easy.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that.
Well, I think, you know, as you were saying before, with a lot of the things that people in their 20s face, myself included, I am in my 20s. 25 in about a month's time. Exactly a month's time. It's like, you know, there's just a whole balance of, I don't know, you're constantly bombarded with information and you live quite a fast-paced life because you're always connected to the internet, and in many ways that's great. You know, there's lots of fun memes, but there's also like lots of terrible shit on the internet.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Very much a double-edged sword, and as you're saying before, that kind of conflict of supposing to have shit figured out already, but also there's not that much happening out there. So how do you even approach that? Do you find that, much like the character, that you find small victories more satisfying in your day-to-day life than big victories?
See, I think I've really learnt to do that. I feel like just to get through, you kind of have to start looking at the small things as, you know, small, exciting wins. And I think as well, with this being a new chapter of life and something that's a little bit different to like uni, for example, where it's like, oh, I finished assignment, I did well, I got this good grade, like I'm happy now. It's different. It's like, well, I made a cool connection. Like I, you know, maybe, you know, I'm not showcasing films in, you know, a huge film festival, but like these people were interested in wanting to help out with this film, you know? It's just noticing like, oh, okay, other people and yourself, you like, you matter, you care, like, it's just, I don't know, the small things really do help go through life, I feel like it's necessary, so I've really reframed to try and do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Find.
Do you find that one of those small victories is experiencing a movie and then liking it on Letterboxd? Does that give you a dopamine hit?
Does
logging films on Letterboxd give you a dopamine hit? Is that one of the small victims?
Yes. No, I started my Letterboxd at the start of the year, and every time I watch a movie, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at me. Getting up there. I'm reaching my movie goal for the year. It's good.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's weird. I didn't think of myself as much of a movie person, but in February, I watched like 20 or so movies. I was quite blown away, and I'm never going to even approach that again. But I saw that you gave the film Emilia Perez. You didn't even log a score. Is it zero stars for you?
Oh my god.
You can be honest.
It's not for me. It was just randomly on an Academy Wednesday, and I was just there in the city, and I was like, oh, what's this? Then I found out what it was, and it's not for me. There's also some interesting lore around that movie as well.
It's a bit of a wacky film.
It is.
One that I don't really want to watch. It looks too like, I don't know, it looks too chronically online and too infuriating. I do like your scores for A Real Pain.
I love that fantastic film.
Yeah, beautiful film. Did you cry quite a lot?
See, I didn't cry. It was that sort of that like quiet sadness when you're just like sitting there going like, oh, you know, it kind of hits, but without the tears. Like, it just really stuck with me.
It's a pretty gnarly film. I really enjoyed it. And you also recently gave Superman 3.5 stars. Couldn't agree more. That's a fun film.
I like the message. I think it was beautiful. Yeah.
Totally. Now, talking about your new Boosted campaign, what is the Boosted campaign for?
So it's basically for They Call This Healing, we have upped the ante. We actually had some proper professional cameras. We had some people who had worked in the industry, you know, helping us out. All these like a lot of young people had already, you know, been a part of that. So that, yeah, we also had a lot more shoot days, and that cost quite a bit. So we're trying to recuperate some costs so that we can actually continue doing more amazing things in the future as well, because, you know, this is all it's just all coming out of the HOD's pockets, basically. So, you know, we can't continue this forever unless we get amazing support from lovely people within our community. So, yeah, it's just basically to help keep the Lemon Time Studios our dream alive, to support the 43 amazing people that helped us create this film, to make sure that we can provide, you know, more equipment, more meals, more locations, more exciting things for future things. We have some ideas lined up, so that's quite exciting. Mm-hmm. To help us.
You mentioned meals, and I listened to this really fun podcast from New Zealand, and one of the co-hosts is a screenwriter who works a lot in film, Sam Takani, and he says a really important thing when you're making a film and you're on set is to have a lot of manaaki, like, on the set, you know, like, have a lot of food available for the crew, show them love, have a fun, a wrap-up party? Have a fun wrap-up party,
yes,
and stuff like that. You know, you got to treat the crew, because then they're going to give you the most they can. Anyway.
Exactly. That's very important to keep the vibes, you know, and to keep the spirit of the film alive.
Completely. So how can people find this Boosted campaign if they are willing to help out?
If you go onto the Boosted website and you type up They Call This Healing or Lemon Time Studios and navigate to our They Call This Healing project, then you will find our Boosted campaign. And honestly, every small bit counts. Even a $5 donation, like, it means a lot. It means a lot to us.
Awesome. Is there also a link in a bio somewhere?
Yes. We also have a link. We have a link tree, and there's the Boosted link within that on our Instagram bio. You can also find us on YouTube.
Mean. Awesome. Well, folks, this is a really, really, really awesome opportunity to go help out some great folks, some very, very talented people. And, you know, it's a bit of a challenging funding environment, so it's a time when we start to have to rely a little bit more on each other, would you say?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. It's, you know, it costs a lot to do amazing, creative, fun things, but the amazing thing is there's so many people that are willing and interested to do such, and we can just create a community, and we'll get through it.
Hell yeah. Very wise words. Thank you for coming on the program and having a chat with me. Do you have any final remarks for our lovely listeners?
Oh, Ooh, I guess just hitting us with the Lemon Time slogan. When life gives us lemons, we make short films and, you know, make something creative.
There you go,
folks. Make something bad.
There you go. I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Promise. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me back.
Of course. Anytime. All right, folks, that was Promise Akindaju from Lemon Time Studios up in Tamaki Makaurau. They are launching a new booster campaign to further develop the great films that they're producing. If you're interested in supporting them, head over to Instagram for a link in bio, and you can find the bio on their Instagram. There's a link in there that'll take you to the booster campaign. I've said too many words.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.